finding a reliable plumber, a trustworthy car dealer, a medical professional you can feel safe with, a beauty or health expert who truly delivers. In Bolito, that hasn't always been easy. Until now. Life and Style proudly presents Bolito Connect, a carefully curated online directory designed to give you something priceless. Peace of mind. Every business listed is personally approved and endorsed by us. No guesswork, no gambling. And if something goes wrong, we step in. We intervene on your behalf and help to sort it out. Because trust matters. If you run a business that delivers excellence, integrity, and real service, we'd love to hear from you. We're currently selecting just 6 top businesses per category to feature on Bolito Connect. Visit Bolito Connect on your smartphone or tablet and instantly connect with the very best our region has to offer. Bolito Connect. Trusted. Approved. Guaranteed.
You know it's true, and Thursday is here. Welcome to your Thursday. If you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in, it's Radio Life and Style coming to you live from the heart of Bolito on 88 FM. You're with Mike in the morning, and right now, after that little word on Bolito Connect, it's time for us to connect with a local trusted Bolito business operator. And I really like this segment. Obviously, everyone we feature is already connected to Bolito Connect, that wonderful online directory. And this morning, I am introducing you virtually to a really interesting man. I've just been getting to know him a little bit off air. Muzi is well. I'm not gonna put a label on him. He's gonna tell you in his own words what he does. Muzi Sigudu, more than a few hats that he wears, but one that we're going to be focusing on this morning is a thing called Spola International and Men Who Walk With Jesus. Muzi, welcome to Radio Life and Style. Good to have you with us on a Thursday morning. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Mike. God is good. Hey, God is good.
I like that. And let's find out a little bit about you and the mission that you're on. Just as a sort of high-level introduction, who is Muzi Sigudu and what do you do?
Great. I represent a company. It's an international company, Spola International. By title, I'm the managing director.
Okay.
But by design, I am a global systems architect.
A global systems architect. That's intriguing.
and what I do, because people ask me, I've had a lot of questions, people asking, what do you do? And I just now simplified it. I build systems that produce employment.
Wow. So this is the thing that's in the spotlight in a big way. And when you talk about systems that create employment and the employment crisis or the unemployment crisis in the country, you can't remove it from the youth equation. Youth unemployment. We know that it is a persistent issue in South Africa, globally, in fact. But this is an area that you have been making a really tangible impact in. And is this something that you've always had a passion for?
Yes. I'm a teacher by profession.
Really?
Yes. I hail from Newcastle, Matateni. And when I did my matric, my desire was to be a technician, a lab technician. But fate, as would have it, I ended up being a teacher. I played football.
Hey.
I coached football. Most of the players that came from that area, the Hellman, Mkalele's, Dr. Mkonzes, and them.
Serious talent. Eh?
And I ended up being a football manager with Mike McCarp. We started Pro Sport International with Mike McCarp, and I was the regional director. We looked after all the professional footballs. But one thing that was lacking, when I looked at players like the late Leslie Manyatela, the Kifle Remis, and Jabu Pules, I realized that there was a space for developing people, personal development. Mm. And that's how I landed back into education. And then Spola was born in 2002. And our focus has been training, developing people. But now we are developing people with passion. And my purpose is to design systems that turn potential into participation and participation into prosperity.
I love that flow. And for anyone listening to this right now, trying to understand how to plug in and how your intake works, who is the ideal candidate?
Unemployed youth are the key goal of Spola International. We are a global placement company. We deal with especially TVETs. We've got partnerships with TVET. We've got partnerships with universities internationally. But also over above that, it's my passion about studying about the patterns and the trends within the unemployment space. And I'm currently doing my doctorate studies. And my topic is focusing on voluntary unemployment, why young people are jumping out. Yes, I agree that there are no opportunities, but the few opportunities that come along the way, we find a lot of young people jumping out. And my doctoral thesis is based on that. So it's a passion of mine, young people, developing especially young people in the area of Ilembe. It's a passion that I would like that. You know, they say the prophet is only known in far places, and only to find that in your place where you stay, people aren't getting anything. So in the terms of systems and the fundings that come along, I'd like to take a lot of the local people to be part of the prosperity that we design when we get opportunities for placement, opportunities for work. So you plug in, you come in. We have even website. You can go in there. You can come to our office. It's here behind Lifestyle at Richard Park. You can come. You can drop off your CV. We have we post quite often opportunities that come for employment. You just send in your CV. We will get back to you. You don't even have to worry yourself and come to our offices. Drop your CV at applications@spola.com.
That's it.
And then we'll take it. But one of the challenges that I find with young people, they just drop the CV. Then you have to find yourself what the person. You have to look at what you are looking for. But also we have a program, a 20-day program on work readiness. So whilst you're sitting at home, there are programs that we are offering young people and on getting you ready. Because whilst you're sitting at home, suddenly there is an opportunity. What do you do with it?
How do you jump on that?
We prepare that as well.
That's amazing. And this is happening right here in Balito.
In your corner.
Come on,
and
man.
We meet here in Balito Lifestyle, and you never know that your chance with God always is in front of you.
Wow. So now, if you didn't already know, now you're getting the story. And if you are the candidate, or if you know someone who is unemployed, particularly a young person looking for an opportunity, looking for a foot on the ladder, this is a great resource and a great direction to be looking in. And Spola International is the name. One more time, Muzi, what is the website and what is that email address?
It's www.spolainternational.com.
And that's Spola, spelled S-P-H-O-L-A.
Yes.
Spola International.
S-P-H-O-L-A international.com. And for any application or a need to get placed, it goes to applications@spola.com. We've shortened that so that you don't get lost in the international. So it's just spola.com. Applications, spola.com. Identify what you need. And the good thing is that we are also accredited. So we offer the work readiness is an accredited training program. So it's a skills program.
Wow.
Other than the fact that Spola International is accredited with the ETTP CETA, the construction CETA, and the MERS CETA. So we are serious about what we're doing. So we're ensuring that even the training that we offer, it gets certificated so that it opens opportunities for you to move forward. Taking, for instance, the work readiness program, we're not only looking at the workplace skills, but we also look at taxation. We look at budgeting. We also offer vetting. We vet you because employers are looking for people who don't have records and who've got authentic qualifications. So we also are the only company here in Balito that offers am I evetting? So, so for you, if you need all that assistance, we bring a fully packed. That's why I said we are a systems architect. So everything must come together. When you leave us, you should be working. You should be ready to go to prosperity straight away. You should.
Amazing.
You're there.
And I would say also, if you are working in a corporate space or a large entity, and you're looking for a partner to help place youth and to make sure that they've gone through all the
staff readiness development, team buildings, you know, productivity lies in, you know, a lot of people lose their jobs because they are not ready to work. You come in the first month, you were not earning anything. You try to borrow the money, you earn your salary, whether it's 5,000 rand, then you go and you blow it. You start opening the first account.
Yeah.
The next month, it's 4.5, it's no longer 5,000. The other month, it's 4,000. Then you start applying for new work. It shouldn't be like that. You have to stick wherever you go, stay for 12 months minimum so that you can develop to be ready for the next job.
You see, it's about instilling that mindset, the skills base, and transferring real, tangible, employable skills. Such an important space that you're operating in. Spola International, based here in Balito. As a quick little side note, there's another big thing that you're involved in. It's something that deserves an interview all on its own, and we'll have to do a proper talk on that. But an international movement called Men Who Walk With Jesus. This is something that's very close to your heart as well.
Yes, because Spola is a godly based organization. And as a man, God speaks to me. This vision God gave me 2004. It's been 20 years brewing in my head.
Wow.
And a few weeks ago, I was in Kenya as well. I was addressing men in the district of Kisii in Kenya. And I was addressing men about walking with Jesus. And the movement is born. It's an international movement looking at men, the goodness of men, why men should walk with Jesus. And also the fact that as a man, you need to be a good man. You know, you need to walk with Jesus. He's the only source. When you look at the Bible, Genesis first and second, they say in the beginning there was nothing. There was God. So everything God formed. So if you get that revelation and what God is bringing to us and giving us Jesus as an atonement for us to get back to Him, and every man, and the only thing that Jesus is saying, even when He was bringing in His disciples, is follow me. So this movement, it's got no precedent. It's a leadership issue that destroys organizations. This one is a servant leadership organization with no precedent. All of us will be servants, and all of us, our leader will be Jesus, putting Jesus at the center of everything.
Wow, man, that's a powerful position and a place to be serving from.
So then it would then focus on men's health, men's issues, men's development, employment, young people, grooming young people. This morning I was listening to another station and they were talking about every man, every minute there's a man dying. It's crazy.
Those are the stats.
There's few men, there's more women, but more men are dying than women. So it means there is a systems and a social issue we need to zoom into. Come, let's join. Even on the social media, let's get men who walk with Jesus, and then we amplify all the good things. Who came with saying good things? It's Jesus. Well said by others. Appreciate what others are saying.
Hey,
amplify it. Well said by others. It's also an under movement within men who walk with Jesus, because Jesus said all the good things. Men must say the good things.
Well, we're saying good things on the radio this morning. We're amplifying the words. And if you're resonating with us and you want to connect further, I would seriously urge you to reach out and get in touch with my special guest.
And I will just, as a parting shot,
yeah,
is to give today's a word, because men who walk with Jesus is about word, it's about the song that is worshiping, and it's about love. Those three are the cornerstones of what we are all about. And today's word, James 1 verse 5, talks about what happens if you lack wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God. That's the first thing. God, who gives generously to all without any reservation, without any finding any fault, it will be given to you. That's the verse of the day.
Take it to heart. You heard it here on a Thursday morning. The man giving you the word this morning, my special guest, Muzi Sigudu, a man who wears many hats. But this morning, we've been talking about his involvement with a really special local organization trying to solve the youth unemployment crisis, Spola International, and also Men Who Walk With Jesus. Muzi, thank you for your time, and thank you for the words this morning.
Thank you, Mike, for everything. And I think our future is our youth. It's the youth month. Let's look out for opportunities. Let us work together. We will be posting a lot. Go to Spola International, and we will be also if you go to my Facebook, Muzi Sigudu, my WhatsApp, Muzi Sigudu, Instagram, Muzi Sigudu. So I'm as simple as that.
You
will find a lot of things. And then there is now a new Man with Walk with Jesus platforms that are being set up, and you'll be able to also to find Men Who Walk with Jesus.
You're hearing it here on the radio, so you know it's true. And I'm sure we'll be chatting again, Muzi. Thank you once again for your time.
Thank you so much, Mike, and wonderful listeners. And may God bless you and be prosperous.